One in 20 Americans vape, and that number is growing even faster among younger Americans. The trend is also happening right here in the Upper Cumberland. Today, we visit with experts from the Putnam County Health Department to get you the truth about a most misunderstood form of nicotine.
We have saw an increase in vaping since they were introduced to the market in 2006. It has increased to more than 35 million users by 2016, but we have students and also other activists that are working to lower those numbers and spread awareness of the harmful effects of vaping.
What's so interesting about that, Liz, is we were getting at a point where it really felt like that smoking of regular cigarettes had declined so dramatically. Then the vaping comes along, and now the numbers are kind of reversed.
You're absolutely right. We were almost to the point where we were going to have a generation free of nicotine use. And I think Big Tobacco caught on to that, and they realized that their market was changing and they needed a product to keep up with their new market. Thus, the attitudes and opinions towards smoking is it's nasty, it stinks. Thus, vaping came on the scene. Now you have a whole different product for this new generation. So it's really sad because what we're seeing in middle schools and in high schools is just the nicotine is not regulated by the FDA, or the vapes are not regulated by the FDA. So you really don't know how much nicotine is in your product. Nicotine is so addictive that kids are getting hooked by the flavors, but they're there to stay because they become addicted to the nicotine, and it's just becoming a huge problem.
Mechanically, what is the difference between a cigarette and vape?
The difference between combustible cigarettes and e-cigs are e-cigs have a vape, and it is heated up through a battery-type mechanism, and an aerosol is dispensed, and that is what is inhaled into your lungs, down your throat. Lots of irritation happening with the chemicals that come through there.
We know about the addictive qualities of cigarettes. Hannah, do we know completely about the addictive part of vape?
We know that people are becoming addicted to vaping because of the nicotine that is inside. We do not know every chemical that is included in a vape because they're not regulated by the FDA. We know that people who have been using vapes are having a harder time stopping than they are stopping cigarettes because of the ease of use of a vape. You can't just use a vape wherever you are. You don't have to go outside and do all that. So it is easier to form that habit.
Are we seeing the number of young people who are vaping? Is that number increasing?
Yes, the number unfortunately is increasing. Every day there are students that are trying it. No matter what type of precautions you try to put out with health promotions, we are still seeing a rise in vaping. That's why we are calling on parents to educate themselves on the danger and how bad this is for your children and their mental health. It's going to have to be something that we fight as a community together, not just with public health, but the parents and the teachers and their students and their peers. We're all going to have to try to help each other together.
Is it the flavoring that makes this attractive? Is it the just doing something that you're not supposed to do? And we'll talk, what is it that's making it so attractive?
I would say that it's a little bit of both. Kids may try it because their friends are trying it or using it, and that seems attractive. They want to fit in with the crowd. And then once they have that flavor, the flavor makes them want to stay and try it again, try a new flavor, but the nicotine is what keeps them hooked.
I have data from the Department of Health that says 81% of e-cigarette users say that the appealing flavors are one of the main reasons they started.
We're talking about the dangers of vape, and it's a growing issue. Not just here in the Upper Cumberland, but all across the nation. Liz Rooks, Hannah Cross from the Putnam County Health Department are with us. When we come back, we'll talk to a couple of student representatives who are working hard to make sure that vaping does not increase in our local schools. Vaping is our topic, and timely, because maybe you are considering, as the start of the new year approaches, and maybe putting one of those New Year's resolutions on the calendar, that you don't want to continue vaping or smoking, either way.
Hi, my name is Kira Oldham, and I'm an ambassador for the TN Strong Group, which stands for Tennessee Stop Tobacco and Revolutionize Our New Generation.
And Raha?
Hi, my name is Raha Hassan. I am a TN Strong ambassador representing TN Strong, which is, of course, Tennessee Stop Tobacco and Revolutionize Our New Generation.
Raha, why did you get involved in this effort?
Throughout high school and throughout just like our community, I think tobacco and vaping has been such a prevalent issue that has been seen throughout, you know, years. And, you know, seeing just like the direct effects among my peers and like how it has affected just their mental health and their ability to live has really just influenced me to try and make a change. I think, you know, one step at a time, if we as starting as a young generation, like starting young and just trying to teach everyone about the dangers of tobacco, we can make a change.
I think a big reason for the new popularity of vaping and the resurgence of that issue is that these companies are targeting the youth. And that is a very big issue because they package it up in a fun way, and it seems like a good habit to pick up. But oftentimes these students don't know about the long-term impacts that this could have.
How are they targeting your age group?
So no matter whether you're scrolling on TikTok, out with your friends at the Walmart, or watching a movie, tobacco is everywhere. And it can be shown as a very popular and cool thing to do. But oftentimes this isn't combined with the issues that it could cause for you in the future. And this information is not given out with the use and showing of these issues.
Raha, do you see it as a cool issue?
Of course. I think that's the main reason most people within our high school setting get involved. They see their peers, their friends trying it, and they want to be part of that crowd. And then they get influenced, and they try it. And then it's just a whole cycle of addiction.
For those that don't know, and Hannah, let me put this one to you, if you don't mind. I mean, is it an expensive habit?
Vaping is a very expensive habit to pick up. We actually have some data that says the yearly cost of vaping can cost up to $5,082.50 per year. So that is a hefty bill to pick up as a fun habit. It's not only dangerous to your health, but it can cause a financial strain.
Kira, how are you trying to get the message across to high school students?
A big thing that we're doing with TN Strong is that we are coming at this issue from a peer standpoint. We've seen this affect our peers and our friends, and oftentimes we just want to help out. So a big issue that we're concerning ourselves with is stopping tobacco at its root and stopping this issue at a young age. So oftentimes we'll go to those younger than us or talk to our peers to ensure that this cycle does not continue.
So this is something that's starting maybe in middle school?
Yes.
Yes, a 2022 study by the CDC found that self-reporting 3.1% of middle schoolers vape.
Wow. What should parents do, in your opinion?
I think, in my opinion, parents need to talk with their kids about these hard issues. It's not always going to be an easy conversation. And oftentimes, the big thing that you have to do is simply connect with your kids, tell them the information that they need to know, and prioritize their health over having an awkward conversation.
Ron, what do you think?
I agree. And I feel it's important for your kids to not hear about vapes and tobacco solely through school. I think when you step and you take that first step and you say, and you, because as a parent, you do know the effects that tobacco can have. And when you are putting your kids in an environment where tobacco is so prevalent and you know, kids aren't educated on just how horrible they can be, you know, as a parent, you should take that first step and say, hey, this is wrong, and make sure to, you know, stay away and know how to stop.
Kira, is there a correlation, or do we know if there's a correlation between vaping, and drug use, between vaping and alcohol use?
Vaping is commonly referred to as a gateway drug. So oftentimes these addictive tendencies can start at an early age, and this can lead these students and these children to have a negative relationship with consuming these unfortunate substances for a lifetime. Oftentimes this vape may not seem like the biggest issue because it's not an addictive drug or it's not an extremely awful substance, but oftentimes this will lead to bigger issues as it lasts for a longer amount of time.
I'm curious from both of you, because we all, the others of us that are not at your age, we were there once and we remember that it's hard sometimes to get through those thick heads you have and your friends have. How are you trying to do that, Raha? How are you trying for your friends who think they know it all, that they have all the answers, how are you trying to get them to understand the dangers here?
To honestly just listen, especially when it's coming from your peer and you're not hearing it from an adult, I think that is a huge effect, because it is someone from who is in your age group who is saying, hey, this is bad and this is wrong. And I think that just goes to show just the drastic effects that tobacco is having, especially when, you know, those people are ignorant to the dangers and you as a friend, as a peer, are saying, hey, let's take a step back and let's stop.
Can it be hard to get that message across?
It is absolutely a very difficult part of what we're doing. But I think the best thing to do when you're coming at this issue is to come at it as an equal. We are on the same level as our peers, and we have been exposed to the same amount of advertising from big corporations, unfortunate information about tobacco use and how detrimental it is, and the new surges of vaping as a new addictive tendency. So I think it's very important to just have our peers understand that we've been in their shoes, and we understand how hard it is to get the information out.
Raha Asan, Kira Oldham from Cookeville High School, two of the ambassadors working on this issue. Hannah Cross, Liz Rooks are with us as well as we talk about vaping. As we continue our conversation on vaping, and maybe you want to stop, Hannah, how addictive is vaping? If I wanted to stop for my New Year's resolution, am I going to need help to do that?
We like to say that stopping vaping takes more than good intentions. So it takes the average adult 8 to 11 times to quit vaping before they really quit. But luckily there are resources out there to help you. You can contact your local health department for help, and we also have the Tennessee Tobacco Quit Line. That is a phone number that you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, or you can also text. They offer a free quit coach that will help you work through cravings and find something that you can fill your time with so that you can quit vaping.
Liz, is the process of trying to stop vaping, is it similar to the process of stopping regular cigarettes?
I would say so. It's finding ways to cope with those nicotine urges that are very strong. Another thing we tell students when we're talking them through these things is that nicotine is as addictive as heroin and crack cocaine. So you've really got to rewire your brain, and it takes time to get that nicotine out of your bloodstream and out of your system. So a popular thing we talk with the kids about is using fidgets or finding something to do with your hands. If you need to put your hands to your mouth, use a straw. Just finding ways to cope with these urges and planning ahead for when you know they will come, so you're ready and you're not in a state of anxiousness and anger sometimes whenever you're faced with these cravings.
I think that's an interesting point, because we think of, again, cigarette addiction, that you hear people who try to quit. Well, I was doing fine, and then I remember, for example, Peter Jennings, who had quit smoking for years and years, and then 9/11 happened, and he started again. Does the same thing happen with vaping?
Yes. Vaping is... There's such an unregulated amount of nicotine in these things. You could have anywhere from the equivalent to 3 packs of cigarettes in one vape to 20 cigarettes in one vape. Nobody is regulating this. Nobody knows. So you're just it's especially alarming to adolescents whose brains are not fully developed until the age of 25.
25.
Whose brains are not developed until the age of 25. Their dependence is is going to be stronger, and they're going to have to fight these cravings even more. So that's why we're trying to preach, don't even start. But if you have started, put them down as fast as you can and find ways to go for a run, go for a walk. Get people in your corner who can support you in your quitting. Just know that you're not a bad person. You're not the only person who has picked up vaping. Everywhere I go, I feel like I see somebody in their car. Just making positive steps every day to achieve stopping will be a very, very good decision for 2024.
Kira, are you making resources available to your counterparts who say, I want to stop?
Absolutely. So we also offer the Tennessee Quit Line as a resource for these students. But oftentimes, these students can also contact their parents or a trusted adult within their lives. This issue can be fought from all ends, and it's very important to realize that any adult around you can help you with this issue, and you shouldn't be scared to talk about it, because that's the only way that you can solve it.
A lot of parents listening may wonder, you know, are people vaping during school hours? Are they sneaking into the bathroom? Again, back to the cigarette days, that's what people did. How does it work inside the school?
So again, as the CDC reports that 14.1% of high schoolers vaped in 2022, these numbers are self-reported. And oftentimes these students won't tattle on themselves, essentially. But there have been issues at our school with students who vape, and that has caused a lot of problems, especially with bathrooms being shut down due to it, students being pulled out of class, and a plethora of issues for the school, the parents, and the students.